Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Booher. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, I was actually off. A new baby came last week, and so I took this past week off. Pastor Paul was teaching here, did a great job finishing out our Now Playing series, walking through Remember the Titans and kind of walked through a number of different texts on just pursuing holiness, knowing that the battle against sin, the war is ultimately won because of Jesus, but the battle... individual battles still rage on, and yet we have the power to defeat, to win those battles through the power of Christ and through confession and repentance, making war on sin and joyfully delighting ourselves in Christ. And I'm going to actually talk in some ways about something similar to that, some things that I've been walking through just in my own personal time and reading. I started again in Genesis, and this couple of days ago, I was in Genesis 4. And I was reading about Cain and Abel, and this is something actually Paul did talk about on Sunday, the idea of sin crouching at the door, sin's desire being against you and you having to master it. And one of the things that really struck me as I was reading Genesis 4 this week was that Cain and Abel, two brothers, right, the sons of Adam and Eve, and it says they bring their offerings before the Lord, and Cain brought some of the fruit of the ground, Abel brought some of the firstborn sheep of his flock, and they bring them to the Lord, and it says that the Lord had no regard for Cain's offering, but he did for Abel's offering, and that Cain became angry, and his face fell. And we're not told exactly, hey, why didn't God have regard for Cain's offering, and he did for Abel's offering, but God does tell Cain. He says, Cain, why is your face fallen? Why are you angry? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And so it seems like, okay, well, somehow he's not done well. Either maybe he didn't bring the first fruits of his crop. Maybe he brought the leftovers to the Lord. Maybe his heart's just not right as he brings the offering. Maybe he's not doing that joyfully, but just doing it out of obligation. And I know I have to do this. And whatever it is, the Lord tells him, basically confronts him with his sin and says, look, if you do well, you'll be accepted. But he says, Cain, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is against you, and you must rule over it. And there's this moment there, as God talks to Cain, what struck me was, okay, Cain has been called out by the Lord, by the Lord God of the universe, and he is speaking to him personally, relationally, saying, look, you have to make a choice here. And he's got this choice in front of him as to whether he's going to humble himself and ask the Lord's forgiveness and say, Lord, I need help in conquering sin. Or he can dig his heels in, continue to be angry, nurse the bitterness, and that's what he does. He chooses that route because the very next verse says he goes and talks with his brother, they go out in a field, and he kills him. And I was just kind of pondering that, you know, anger is a little bit, so right as I was reading this, I was making some tea. I like tea a lot. And so I'm boiling water in my teapot. And I realized I've thought about this before. Anger is a little bit like that. Like when you nurse anger and bitterness, it eventually, you bottle it up and eventually it comes to a boil and it just has to come out, right? Eventually the water boils, right? And steam comes shooting out and it whistles, right? And it's all shooting out in one direction. That's basically kind of how anger works. Like it eventually boils over and it gets directed at something. It comes out at someone. And that's what happens to Cain, is that it comes out at Abel. I don't know that he's actually mad at Abel, but that's where he directs that anger and that bitterness. And he kills his brother. And it's this, again, this tragic moment where he had a decision, confronted with his sin. Am I going to humble myself under the mighty hand of God and ask the Lord's forgiveness and ask for help to defeat sin? Or am I going to walk into that temptation to nurse my anger and my bitterness, continue in my pride, dig my heels in, refuse to humble myself? And that's what he does. And the consequences are disastrous. The consequences are disastrous in his life. And so I say those things to say that those moments come up for all of us, moments where the Lord lovingly, firmly, but gently confronts us with sin. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin, and we have to make a decision in those moments. Am I going to continue in my sin, in rebellion against God? And the consequences of that are disastrous. Sin does not bring anything but death and destruction. Or am I going to humble myself under the hand of the Lord and say, Lord, I'm asking forgiveness? And the beauty of the gospel is that we say, I'm asking forgiveness, and I'm claiming that forgiveness because it's been bought for me by the blood of Jesus. When we humble ourselves and we repent and we say, Lord, I need help in the battle against sin. I know that I've sinned. It ultimately leads to rejoicing because we get to say, man, praise God, I have been forgiven. As I ask for forgiveness, I know I've received that forgiveness in and through the blood of Jesus shed at the cross for my sin. And I not only know that I am forgiven, but that His Holy Spirit, if I've trusted Christ, lives in me and will help me in my battle against sin. And so, can I just plead with you, right? If you're listening right now, and maybe you're at one of these forks in the road kind of moment, do not continue in your pride. Right, if you've been confronted with sin, maybe by a fellow believer or just by the Holy Spirit, humble yourself, confess it, repent of it, turn from it. And I know it's hard. It is hard. But the end is life and joy and peace and rejoicing in the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit helping you in the battle against sin. Don't harden your heart. Don't dig your heels in and be defiant against the Lord. Don't spurn His discipline because it just leads to disastrous consequences and to more regret. Humble yourself today and delight yourself. Rejoice in the Lord. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you for the forgiveness that's been bought for us by the blood of your Son, Jesus, at the cross. Thank you for new life in Him. And God, I pray for anyone today who maybe has been confronted with sin by you, convicted of their sin, that God, you would give them the grace to confess, to repent, and to then receive that forgiveness from you and to be able to walk forward in holiness in pursuit of you. God, we love you and we thank you for who you are, and I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now just to reflect and pray for yourself.